We conclude our program this morning with voices from the July 24th Medicare for All rally in Portland, which was a part of a national day of action produced by Desiree Heliger's The Fight for Universal Healthcare is Just Getting Started.
Organize and fight. Healthcare is a human right. Dr. Antonio German, he's a clinical director and family physician at Salud Medical Center in Woodburn, and is a member of Physicians for a National Health Program.
Good afternoon, Portland. My day job is a rural family physician and a medical educator. Should healthcare be about profits or about people? Should anyone be denied access to basic life-saving care? Should it matter if you're young or old? We spend twice as much per capita on healthcare as any other nation on the planet, yet we still can't get it together to offer full comprehensive care. All of this has to do with greed and profiteering. You know that this system disproportionately affects communities of color, too. The pandemic has shined a great light on this fact. Racism and power are intertwined, and racism is a mechanism for maintaining power, and the health sector is a clear illustration of this persistent practice. So what do we need to do? We need to decide what kind of country we want to be. We need healthcare justice. We need people power.
We have Rosemary Dodd, a leader with the Portland chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America, who has organized Me Too Speak Outs, events in support of trans rights, and other campaigns. Rosemary.
Hey everybody, it is so incredibly exciting to be out here with all of you demonstrating for Medicare for All. I'm a food service worker, and those of you who have been in that industry know that employer-provided healthcare is almost unheard of. At my last job, I was lucky enough to have employer-provided health coverage, but when they covered up a COVID outbreak, I had to quit and lost my insurance. Under an employer-based healthcare system, people working in the most precarious jobs usually don't get coverage. Or when we do, we get stuck in low-wage jobs, in underpaid jobs, in unsafe jobs, and in jobs that we hate. Raise your hand if you have ever been stuck in a job that you can't stand because you didn't want to lose your healthcare coverage. That is a lot of hands. So why is it that, instead of the government simply providing care for everybody, workers are expected to either find a job that provides it or shell out massive amounts of money a month for insurance, or worse, go without and end up using the emergency room for primary care? It is because we live in an economic and political system that is based on private profit instead of human need. Under capitalism, so many people, either through lack of insurance or denial of benefits, lose their lives. When somebody shoots you dead with a gun, that's murder. But when health executives deny life-saving care to millions because it would hurt their bottom line, that's just business. But we are out here to disrupt that business, to say that healthcare is a human right, regardless of your insurance status, your checking account balance, your zip code, or your race. The COVID-19 pandemic put into sharp relief what was already clear, that a for-profit healthcare system is utterly inadequate. It highlighted the massive health inequity in our country. We were told that the virus strikes everyone equally, rich and poor, black and white. But that's not true. It is estimated that roughly one out of every three COVID deaths is linked to health insurance gaps. That is a whole lot of people who would have been alive today if they had had health insurance to treat their underlying conditions. We all watched as Pfizer and Moderna used government-funded technology to develop vaccines, profit to the tune of billions of dollars, and then fight tooth and nail to protect their so-called intellectual property, keeping life-saving vaccines from people in the rest of the world. The vaccine is great, but we didn't need Pfizer or Moderna profiteering off a pandemic. The government could have simply developed the vaccine, distributed it for free, and exported that technology to the world, saving perhaps millions of lives. But under capitalism, the profit margins of pharmaceutical companies are more important than human life. While well over 4 million people died globally from the pandemic, U.S. billionaires raked in $1.8 trillion. Can you imagine all the things we could do with that money? When we win Medicare for All, and we are going to win, we need to make sure it's not half-assed. We need to demand high-quality, free-at-the-point-of-use healthcare that covers everybody's needs, We need it to be trans-inclusive. We need it to be available to immigrants. We need a massive investment in healthcare infrastructure in communities of color and poor rural areas so people don't just have healthcare on paper, they have convenient care right in their neighborhoods. But you know what politicians are gonna say? They're gonna say, oh, we can't afford all of that. Yeah, it's gonna be expensive. But if Jeff Bezos can take a joyride to space on a rocket fueled by underpaid wages, then we can take some of that money back from the rich and corporations to meet our basic needs. Now, speaking of politicians, let's talk about our Senator, Ron Wyden. He has decided to work with so-called moderates to rewrite the Medicare expansion in the budget reconciliation bill. We don't know what's going to be in his version yet, but let me share a fun fact about Senator Wyden. Since the beginning of his career, he has gotten $4.6 million from the healthcare industry. But I'm sure that's not going to influence his work on the Medicare expansion, right? Let's do a little chant to encourage him to put the health of Oregonians over his corporate donors. But I'm going to need you guys to chant loud, okay? Because we have to be louder than $4.6 million. So here's how it goes. Ron Wyden, tax the rich. For-profit healthcare makes us sick. Ron Wyden, tax the rich. For-profit healthcare makes us sick. Ron Wyden, tax the rich. For-profit healthcare makes us sick. For-profit healthcare makes us sick. Fantastic. Thanks, guys. So now for the most important question. How do we actually win Medicare for All? Because simply voting is not going to cut it. In this supposed democracy, 70% of people support some version of universal health care, but the corporate establishments of both parties can't get it done. When Obama had a supermajority of Democrats in both the House and the Senate, what did we get? The Affordable Care Act, which is a band-aid on a broken system, still costs hundreds of dollars a month for low-wage workers like me. It was a massive giveaway to private insurers and still left healthcare out of reach of millions. Biden has actually threatened to veto Medicare for All if it somehow found its way to his desk, against the wishes of the vast majority of Democratic voters. And we all know that the Republicans are much worse. We cannot rely on these corporate politicians to get it done for us. Whenever transformative change happens, it is because workers, oppressed people, and students come together to demand it. Like the civil rights or the anti-war movements, we have to organize mass resistance to the status quo. Every one of you who came out today is taking an important step forward in the fight for Medicare for All. It is demonstrations like this that show the politicians and ruling class that we are not going to sit back and take whatever thrums they throw at us. It is going to take sustained demonstrations to actually win Medicare for All. It is going to take labor action, including strikes. It is going to take running insurgent left-wing candidates that are accountable to our movement. It is going to take independence, political independence, from the politicians who would sabotage us. Vitally, we need to connect the movement for Medicare for All with movements like Black Lives Matter, with movements like the labor movement, the environmental justice movement, and come together in common struggle. But of course, these issues are all deeply interconnected. Most of all, it is going to take a sustained, unified movement able and willing to leverage power. After all, other universal healthcare systems, like in Canada or the UK, were won on the backs of powerful working class movements. The fight for Medicare for All is vital, but at the end of the day, as long as there is a profit motive driving our healthcare system, working class and poor people are still going to get screwed. We need to completely get rid of the private hospitals and the pharmaceutical companies that profit off of our illness and death. We need socialized medicine, a healthcare system that is owned and run democratically for the benefit of all, where all staff, from nurses to janitors, are unionized and have a say over their working conditions, where patients and non-investors are put first. As a socialist, I believe that all of society should be democratically run for human need and not for the profit of a handful of billionaires. But the fight for real, transformative change, like Medicare for All, is part of that struggle for a better world. It will improve and save the lives of countless people, and the struggle to get there will build the connections between one another and help our capacity to keep winning. So keep on coming to rallies, but also see how else you can get organized. I may be biased, but I think one of the best things you can do is to join with me and the Democratic Socialists of America and organize with us to build the connections between the struggle for healthcare, between the struggles for environmental, labor, and racial justice, to raise consciousness of our collective power as a class to determine our own future, and ultimately to win a socialist world free of exploitation. But there are plenty of other ways you can get organized. Join a union, join any number of the community organizations represented here today. There are a lot of powerful forces lined up against us. The insurance and pharmaceutical companies, for-profit hospitals, the capitalist and investor classes, and the politicians they all fund. But you know what? We can win Medicare for all. We can win socialized medicine. They may have the money, they may buy the politicians, but we have the numbers and the strength and the will to protest like we are now, to withhold our labor, and to get organized and raise hell until they're forced to give us the healthcare that we deserve. Thank you.
Travis Nelson was also among the lineup of speakers.
I'm a Democratic Socialist, but I'm also an officer of the Democratic Party of Oregon. I represent Oregon on the Democratic National Committee, and I'm the new vice president of the Oregon Nurses Association. Medicare for All is so important to me as a nurse because I have seen the negative outcomes of patients when they have to worry about their health care. You know, like I spoke about up on stage, I've had patients who've had severe infections who did not want to get admitted and just wanted to go home on oral antibiotics when they really should have had IV antibiotics. I've seen the look in my patients' eyes when I've had to discharge them from the hospital on prescriptions I knew they couldn't afford and they knew they couldn't afford. So we need a single-payer healthcare system so that patients don't have to worry about their hospital bill when they're trying to recover. We need people to be able to not be attached to a job because they're worried about the healthcare benefits when the job is a bad job for them and the employer is treating them horribly. We need Medicare for All so that nobody, none of us, have to worry about the costs associated with our prescriptions and our healthcare and make the choice between that and whether we're going to eat tonight or not. So that's why, as a nurse, I am a strong supporter of Medicare for All.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to Voices from the July 24th Medicare for All rally in Portland. This has been Desiree Helgers for the Oldma Variety Hour.